The Friend Magazine for June 2015. Contents: Friends by Mail, including How My Family Uses the Friend, by Brian, Samantha, and Tyler L. Excited to Read the Friend, by Kelsey B. Feeling the Spirit, by Ella C. Manners Matter, by Peyton G. and Dear Friends. Praying to Our Father, by President Henry B. Eyring. Mia's Testimony, by Amelia Hawkins. Family Fun Time, Testimony. Bright Idea Poster. Stephen's First Future Father's Day, by Kelly George. When I'm a Parent, Find That Dad. Emily's Lawn Service, by Jacob Aaron Black. Puppies and Bottle Caps, by Amy Jane Levitt. Book Reviews, by Jennifer Maddy. Bulletin Board. A Feel-Good Field Day, by Laura D. Card. How Can I Be Guided by the Holy Ghost, by Elder L. Tom Perry. Straightening Nails, by Elder L. Tom Perry. Family History Mystery, Pioneers. Fun Stuff, We Believe John Clark. Get Moving, Show and Tell. The Spirit of God, by Elder LeGrand R. Curtis, Jr. When I Grow Up, I Want to Be a Graphic Designer, by Linda Davies. The Holy Ghost, by Jean P. Lawler. The Funny Face Fix, by Susan Denny. Fun Stuff, Hidden Picture, by Ari Van de Graaff. Coloring Page, The Sparkly Rock, by Jane McBride Choate. Beautiful Things, Scripture Time, The Good Shepherd, by Aaron Sanderson. Matt and Mandy, The Seventh Article of Faith. The Lookout Tower, by David Dixon. The Candy Challenge, by Lillian V. Taco Bowl Time, P.S. Scripture Figure, The Good Shepherd, and Dear Parents and Teachers. End of contents.
Friends by Mail.
Manners Matter. I loved your story on manners in the August 2014 Friend. I hope they call me on a mission, because I love to say please and thank you in my house, too. Peyton G., age 3, California, USA.
Excited to Read the Friend. My favorite story is Chihuahuas and Choices, from May 2014. Whenever Mom gets a new issue of The Friend, I am the first one to read it. Kelsey B., age 11, Washington, USA.
Feeling the Spirit. I love reading The Friend. I get so excited when it comes in the mail. My favorite article is Matt and Mandy. I feel the Spirit when I read The Friend. Ella C., age 8, Arizona, USA.
How we use The Friend. We liked reading The Friend to the Hoodoo Rock Formations in Bryce Canyon National Park. Tyler, Brian, and Samantha L., ages 3, 8, and 6, Utah, USA.
Dear friends, have you ever wondered what a testimony is? On page 4, you can read about how a girl named Mia found the answer to that question. Then turn to page 29 for an activity to help you build a testimony of your own. Keep building The Friend. P.S. Please write to tell us about what has helped build your testimony. Was there a letter or a story in this month's issue that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of Friends by Mail.
From the First Presidency, Praying to Our Father, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. When I was a little child, my parents taught me by example to pray. I began with a picture in my mind of Heavenly Father being far away. As I have gotten older, my experience with prayer has changed. The picture in my mind has become one of a Heavenly Father who is close by and knows me perfectly. That change came as I gained a sure testimony of Joseph Smith's first vision. Heavenly Father was in the grove on that beautiful spring day. He called Joseph by name, and he introduced the resurrected Savior of the world as his beloved son. Whenever and wherever you pray, Your testimony of that glorious experience can bless you. Our Heavenly Father is the glorious God who created worlds through His beloved Son. He hears our prayers just as He heard Joseph's prayer, as clearly as if they were being offered in His presence. He loves us enough that He gave His Son as our Savior. By that gift, He made it possible for us to gain immortality and eternal life. And He offers us through prayer in the name of His Son the opportunity to communicate with Him as often as we choose. As your teacher and your friend, I promise that God will answer your prayers, and that by the power of the Holy Ghost, you can know for yourself that the answers are from Him. Adapted from Exhort Them to Pray, Ensign, February 2012, page 4. Learning from Joseph. Joseph Smith wanted to know which church was true. He read in the Bible that he needed to ask God. Joseph went to the woods behind his home to pray. When Joseph prayed, he saw Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. They answered Joseph's prayer. He became the prophet of the restoration. A prayer adventure. Have an adventure searching the Scriptures to learn more about prayer. Write a few words to describe what the Scripture says about prayer. Write in your journal what you're learning. How have your prayers been answered? Moroni chapter 7, verse 48. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 8. Doctrine and Covenants section 19, verse 38. And Doctrine and Covenants section 112, verse 10. End of the article. From the First Presidency, Praying to Our Father, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by David Shaw.
Mia's Testimony, by Amelia Hawkins, based on a true story. The Holy Spirit whispers with a still, small voice. He testifies of God and Christ and makes our hearts rejoice. Children's Songbook, page 105. It was past her bedtime, but Mia wasn't in bed. She was sitting on the floor of her room, thinking about something Sister Duval had read in primary. The time will come when no man or woman will be able to stand on borrowed light. A testimony is like a light inside of us, Sister Duval had explained, and we each need our own. Then we can be strong when life is hard and Satan tempts us. Mia leaned her head against her bed.
I want a testimony that the gospel is true.
But how exactly did you get a testimony? She knew that praying was part of it.
I'll pray,
she decided. She would pray and wouldn't stop until something happened to let her know the church was true. She was ready to pray all night if she had to. She got on her knees.
Dear Heavenly Father, I want to know if the church is true. I want to feel it in my heart and just know.
Mia waited. She didn't feel anything except for the soft feeling she usually felt when she prayed. What was she doing wrong? Where was her testimony? She had been on her knees for what seemed a long time when the door to her room opened a little and her dad peeked in.
I saw the light under the door. Are you up reading again?
Then he saw tears on Mia's cheeks. He knelt down and put his arm around her.
What's wrong?
She was quiet for a minute. Then she asked,
Daddy, how do you get a testimony?
Daddy hugged her tight.
That's a good question. Wanting a testimony is one of the first steps.
Mia felt the lump in her throat start to go away. She had taken the first step already.
Getting a testimony doesn't usually happen with one prayer. And even when you have a testimony, you need to keep working on it.
But where does a testimony come from?
Mia asked.
A testimony comes from the Holy Ghost. Have you ever felt warm and good during family home evening or at church?
Mia thought about that.
When you gave me a special blessing before school started, I felt good.
She thought some more.
And I always feel warm inside when I hear President Monson talk in a general conference. And when I'm nice to my friends, or when I'm reading my scriptures, I feel good then too.
Daddy smiled.
Those feelings are the Holy Ghost speaking to you. He gives you those feelings when you do something that's right, or when you hear something that's true.
I feel warm and happy now. Is that the Holy Ghost?
Daddy hugged her again.
Yes. He's telling you that the things we're talking about are true. And that's how you get a testimony.
When Mia went to bed later, she didn't think she had a whole testimony yet, but she still had that good, warm feeling that what Daddy told her was true. She knew this feeling was just the beginning. Mia snuggled into her warm blanket and closed her eyes. Just before she drifted off to sleep, she whispered,
"Thank thee, Heavenly Father, for helping me have a testimony. And thank thee for my daddy."
The author lives in Missouri, USA. End of the article, Mia's Testimony, by Amelia Hawkins, based on a true story. Narrated by Charlene Stewart.
Family Fun Time. Read Mia's Testimony, page 4. Mia learns that a testimony can make her strong and help her when life is hard. How does a testimony do that? Use this activity to learn how to build your testimony so it can help you be strong. Read more about testimonies on page 28. Have an adult help you with this activity and recipe. Testimony Building Blocks. Each time we gain a testimony about something in the gospel, it's like adding a new block to a collection. Each block is important. What things do you already know are true? Maybe you have a testimony that the Book of Mormon is true, that Heavenly Father hears and answers your prayers, or that Jesus loves you. Build something with blocks or boxes. Each time you add a piece, say something you know is true about the gospel. Your testimony can grow bigger and stronger throughout your life. Peach and berry cobbler. 1/2 cup butter, softened. 1/2 cup sugar. 1 cup flour. 2 teaspoons baking powder. 1 30-ounce or 850-gram can of peaches with juice. 1/2 cup berries, fresh or frozen. Number 1. Heat oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit or 190 degrees Celsius and grease a 9x9 inch or 23x23 centimeter pan. Step 2. Beat the butter and sugar together. Add the flour and baking powder and mix till smooth. Step 3. Pour the peaches over the batter. Sprinkle berries on top. Step 4. Bake for 45 minutes. Cool and enjoy. End of the section, Family Fun Time. Read by Rena Nelson.
Bright Idea Poster. In this month's Bright Idea Poster, a young boy graciously opens the door for an elderly gentleman who thanks him. The caption reads, "Kindness Begins With Me," Children's Songbook, page 145. End of this month's Bright Idea Poster, read by Asher Hawkins.
Stephen's First Future Father's Day by Kelly George Purcell, based on a true story. While I am in my early years, I'll prepare most carefully. Hymns number 300. Stephen rolled his tie right up under his chin as the rest of the primary kids practiced the new song. Nope, no way was he going to sing this song. The father of our home leads our family. Stephen looked out the window and up at the ceiling. He moved around so much in his chair that he was almost dancing. He couldn't sing even if he wanted to. Something big and uncomfortable was stuck in his throat. The rest of the primary kept singing, learning the new words one line at a time. With wisdom's light in all that's right, my father's good to me. Stephen felt a tap on his arm. His mom, who had been quietly watching from the primary room doorway, tugged gently on his arm. She led him out into the hall, away from his friends in primary. Stephen couldn't stop the tears from falling. Mum pulled him close into a warm, strong hug.
"It's okay to be upset," Mum said, patting his back. "I know hearing and singing that song is hard."
Stephen nodded, then wiped his eyes.
"I don't want to sing at Father's Day because I don't have a dad."
Stephen's eyes burned and he bit his lip.
"I don't want to call him Dad anymore. I haven't seen him in ages, and he doesn't even want to be my dad."
Stephen tried really hard to not cry, but he could still hear the other kids singing. That song just made him hurt deep inside. Just like when his dad wrote and said he and his new wife had decided that he wouldn't see Stephen or his brother anymore. Mum pulled him in for another hug, and Stephen let a few more tears soak into her shirt.
"I'll talk to the primary president. You don't have to sing if you don't want to. But hey, I have an idea."
Mum looked straight into his eyes.
"This year, we won't celebrate Father's Day. We'll celebrate future Father's Day."
She smiled, and he stared back.
"Huh? Celebrate what?"
"Future Father's Day. We're going to celebrate how amazing you and your brother are going to be as dads someday. We'll have presents and a cake and your favorite soft drink."
Mum kissed his forehead and then tried to fix his mangled tie.
"You, Stephen, are going to be a brilliant dad. I can tell already. Because you are already thinking about what you are going to do with your kids and planning what kind of dad you'll be."
The more Stephen thought about it, the bigger his smile grew. He hugged Mum and went back to primary feeling much better. 2 weeks later, Stephen stood in front of the mirror straightening his cool new bow tie. Mom had given it to him that morning for his first ever future Father's Day. Stephen picked up his scriptures and walked to the front door to head to church. He smiled at his mom.
"Happy Father's Day, Mom."
Mom grinned.
"Happy future Father's Day, Stephen."
The author lives in Queensland, Australia. Sidebar. There is no greater honor and no more important role in this life than that of mother or father. Sister Bonnie L. Oscarson, Young Women General President. Defenders of the Family Proclamation, Ensign, May 2015, page 16. End of the story, Stephen's First Future Father's Day, by Kelly George Purcell, narrated by Jane Wise.
Emily's Lawn Service, by Jacob Aaron Black, based on a true story. By Saturday, Emily had a full day of grass cutting lined up. "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Matthew 25:40. One Sunday morning in early spring, 9-year-old Emily sat with her family in sacrament meeting. The bishop looked sad as he got up to make the announcements.
"The Schwartz family found out this week that Brother Schwartz has cancer," the bishop said.
Emily saw that both her parents had tears in their eyes. Emily knew that cancer was a serious illness. She was sad for the Schwartz family, too. After church, Emily was reading in the living room when she heard her parents talking about Brother Schwartz's illness.
"He's so young,"
Mom said.
"I know,"
Dad spoke softly.
"His medicine and treatment will cost a lot of money. I wish there was something we could do to help."
Emily looked out the window. The spring rains had made the neighborhood beautiful and green. The grass and flowers were growing fast. Seeing the yards all along the street gave Emily an idea. She ran to the kitchen to tell her parents.
"I want to help Brother Schwartz,"
Emily said with a smile.
"What do you want to do, honey?"
Mom asked. Emily pointed out the window.
"I want to mow our neighbor's lawns and give the money to the Schwartzes."
Dad smiled.
"That's a great idea, Em."
That week, Emily talked to lots of neighbors about mowing their lawns. By Saturday, she had a full day of grass cutting lined up. On Saturday, Emily pushed the mower up and down the yards in her neighborhood, all day. As she mowed, her arms and legs seemed to get heavier and heavier, but she was determined to keep going. She wanted to finish all the lawns.
It's for Brother Schwartz,
she kept telling herself. Her arms were sore from pushing, and her legs were tired and wobbly. But she kept mowing, only a few more lawns to go. It was time for dinner when Emily finally finished. She walked home slowly.
I've never been so tired in my whole life,
she thought. After dinner, Emily walked to Brother Schwartz's house. She was excited as she rang the doorbell. Sister Schwartz opened the door.
Hi, Sister Schwartz,
Emily said.
I mowed a bunch of lawns in the neighborhood and wanted to give you the money to help your family.
Emily handed an envelope stuffed with money to Sister Schwartz. Sister Schwartz started to cry.
Thank you, Emily,
she said.
You're welcome. I hope Brother Schwartz gets better.
Emily turned with a big smile and headed home. She was tired from her hard work, but she felt warm and happy because she knew that Heavenly Father and Jesus are happy when we help others. And now she just couldn't stop grinning. The author lives in Utah, USA. End of the story, Emily's Lawn Service, narrated by Scott Christopher.
Friends Who Care, Puppies and Bottle Caps, from an interview by Amy Jane Levitt.
Hi, I'm Ashton. I belong to a service club for kids. I'm the community service coordinator. That means I get to help our adult leaders plan service for kids in my club to do. I love doing nice things for others.
Visiting the puppies.
We went to visit the dogs at the animal shelter. We got to walk some of the dogs with adult supervision, and we gave the dogs our homemade dog biscuits.
Baking service.
Several times a year, we have a bake sale to raise money for special causes. Once we raised enough to buy transport wagons for a children's hospital.
Ashton's tip.
Heavenly Father wants us to serve and be kind to others. It will also help you be a better grown-up someday.
Service and learning.
I like spending some of my free time visiting people who are sick or lonely. It makes their days happier to have someone visit them. When I'm helping people, I learn more about them and more about myself. It's taught me how to be around people who are different from me.
Collecting for service.
The kids in our club like collecting things. We collected bottle caps to earn money for a place that researches cures for childhood cancer. And we collected pull tabs from soda pop cans to make money for a charity organization.
How you can help. Find out about things you can collect for people who need them, or to turn in to earn for cash for good causes. Think small. Service doesn't have to be a big, planned thing. It can be as simple as bringing a potted plant to a nursing home so someone can enjoy it. Don't forget your own family and friends. The people right around you can use your help. Give us a hand. How do you follow Jesus by helping others? Trace your hand and send us your story and photo, along with your parents' permission. Use the statement on page 48. End of Friends Who Care, Puppies and Bottle Caps. Read by Kristen and Asher Hawkins.
Book Reviews, compiled by Jennifer Maddie. Picture Books, The Seven Silly Eaters by Mary Ann Hoberman, illustrated by Marla Frazee. The Children in the Peters Family All Have Picky Tastes. As the seven children grow, Mrs. Peters can't keep up. Find out what the seven silly eaters do to surprise their busy mom. Where Go the Boats? Poems by Robert Louis Stevenson. Pictures by Max Grover. Colorful modern pictures are paired with the timeless poems of Robert Louis Stevenson. You'll find out that children from the 19th century aren't so different from you. Transitioning Readers, Chrysanthemum by Kevin Hankes. Chrysanthemum loves her name, but on the first day of school, some of her classmates think it's not so perfect. It takes a special teacher to help Chrysanthemum feel good about her name again. Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day by Judith Vihorst, illustrated by Ray Cruz. Ever gotten gum stuck in your hair? That's how Alexander starts his day, and things just get worse from there. Follow him through his mishaps as he finds out that sometimes days just don't go very well, even in Australia. Fiction, Violet Mackerel's Brilliant Plot by Anna Branford, illustrated by Elena Allen. When Violet finds a red button, she knows it's the beginning of a brilliant plot to become a famous archaeologist and earn enough money to buy the blue china bird from the man who never smiles. Mrs. Piggle Wiggle by Betty McDonald, illustrated by Hilary Knight. Mrs. Piggle Wiggle has a cure for everything. The won't-pick-up-toys illness, the selfishness sickness, and even the never-want-to-go-to-bed ailment. All the children love visiting this special lady because she makes even the most boring chores fun with a little bit of imagination and creativity. Nonfiction, Alex the Parrot, No Ordinary Bird by Stephanie Spinner, illustrated by Milo Soul. Read the true story about a parrot named Alex, short for Avian Learning Experiment. A scientist sets out to prove that parrots are truly intelligent by teaching Alex letters, numbers, colors, and shapes, and how to communicate with humans. Megastructures, Tallest, Longest, Biggest, Deepest by Ian Graham. Ever wondered how the world's tallest skyscrapers and longest bridges are built? Find out in this fact-filled book. Learn about huge sports stadiums and record-breaking tunnels and the dangers that come with them. These reviews do not constitute church endorsements of these books, but the books have been carefully reviewed to ensure that church standards are observed. Look for more book reviews at friend.lds.org. End of Book Reviews, compiled by Jennifer Maddy. Read by Dwayne Case.
Bulletin Board. Each of us must come to our own personal testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. We then share that testimony with our family and others. President Boyd K. Packer, The Witness. Ensign, May 2014, page 96. Give us a hand.
I clean up my playroom and help with the dishes. Carter A., age 5, Georgia, USA.
So far, you've sent us 7,621 stories about caring and helping. Go to page 48 to find out how to send us your helping hand. Pass it on. Stand in a circle with your friends. The person with a ball says a nice thing about someone in the circle, then tosses the ball to them. That person says something nice about another person in the circle and passes the ball along. Idea: for Father's Day, have your dad or grandpa sit in the middle of the circle. Take turns passing the ball and saying nice things all about him. Stand tall. I will honor my parents and do my part to strengthen my family. My Gospel Standards. How can you strengthen your family? Constellation Challenge. Constellations are groups of stars that make pictures in the night sky. Make your own constellations by drawing the stars you see and then connecting them into different shapes. See the examples above. The best night for stargazing this month is June 16th. It will be extra dark because there will be a new moon, which means the moon won't be visible. End of Bulletin Board, read by Kristen Hawkins. A Feel-Good Field Day by Laura D. Card, based on a true story. Abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
Have a good time,
Julie's mother called as she leaned on her cane and waved.
I will,
Julie said, waving back. Today was field day at school, which meant there would be races and awards. It was usually an exciting day, but Julie was distracted as she walked to school. She kept thinking about how much Mom had changed over the past year. Mom used to run and play and even taught Julie how to stand on her head. But ever since getting sick, Mom couldn't walk very well.
It's okay,
Mom usually said.
Watching you run and play makes me happy.
Julie wanted to bring home an award ribbon for Mom so badly she could hardly stand it. There was only one problem. She was the smallest one in the class and didn't usually win at sporty things.
Maybe if I pray, Heavenly Father will help me,
Julie thought. As she prayed, a warm feeling filled her heart. She smiled. It felt like the Spirit was telling her that field day was going to be great. At school, the students were gathering into groups and teams.
Hey, Julie, come try this,
Sophia yelled from the long jump line. When it was her turn, Julie took a deep breath and ran as fast as she could. She pushed off the starting line and felt the wind whip her hair as she sailed over the sand. She landed with a thump and remembered to fall forward.
That's the farthest I've ever jumped,
Julie said to Sophia when she saw her score. It wasn't far enough to earn a ribbon, but Julie felt good inside, like she shouldn't give up. Soon another friend, Evie, was calling to them.
Come try the 50-yard dash.
Julie lined up next to lots of other kids. When the starter yelled, go, Julie pumped her legs as fast as she could.
Wow, I'm running really fast,
Julie thought. She came in fourth place, not quite fast enough to earn a ribbon. Julie felt a flicker of worry, but there was still time for one more event. Julie and her friends decided to try the relay race. After Sophia ran around the track, Julie stretched out her hand for the baton.
I think we're in first place,
Julie thought as she took the baton and ran. But as she handed the baton to Evie, another runner pulled ahead. The good feelings Julie had faded away. Still breathing hard, she walked to a nearby hill and plopped down on the grass. She wrapped her arms around her knees and listened to the cheers of students and teachers as the race ended. Julie thought about her morning prayer. She thought about all of the times she had felt good during the day. She was glad the races had been fun, but she also felt sad that she hadn't earned a ribbon. Suddenly, something surprising happened. Those good feelings started filling her heart again. It was like the Spirit was telling her that she should keep hoping for good things to happen. Julie smiled. Then she felt a hand on her shoulder.
Look what we've got!
Evie squealed as she held up two ribbons.
One for you. Our team came in second in the relay.
Julie rubbed the shiny satin between her fingers and looked at the gold letters gleaming in the sunlight. She said a silent prayer, thanking Heavenly Father for helping her feel good throughout the day. Then she jumped up. She couldn't wait to tell Mom all about her feel-good field day. The author lives in Utah, USA. End of the story. A Feel-Good Field Day by Laura D. Card. Narrated by Kristen Hawkins.
Special Witness, How Can I Be Guided by the Holy Ghost? By Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles are special witnesses of Jesus Christ. A good horse needs just a gentle tug to do what the driver wants it to do. This gentle tug is like the still, small voice. We must always be ready to receive the gentle tug of the Holy Ghost. If we listen carefully for the gentle promptings of the Holy Ghost, they will guide us back to our Father in heaven. From Obedience Through Our Faithfulness, Ensign May 2014, pages 100 through 103. A Story from Elder Perry's Life, Straightening Nails. When Elder Perry was 7 years old, his family started to remodel their home in Logan, Utah, USA. They were taking out some of the walls in the house. Each day, the workers would tear down the old walls, leaving many boards full of nails. One of young Tom's tasks was to take care of these boards. Each night after the workers had finished, Tom gathered up the boards and took them out to the back lawn. There he made a big pile of boards. Then, one at a time, he put them up on two sawhorses and pulled out all the nails with a crowbar. After pulling out the nails, Tom did his best to straighten them. Then he threw the straightened nails into a big green bucket and stacked the boards in a neat pile. The workers were able to use the old boards to remodel the house. Elder Perry says this project helped him learn good lessons. First, it taught him the discipline of working hard. Second, it taught him not to waste things. These lessons have helped him his whole life. Five facts about Elder Perry. Born on August 5th, 1922. The L in his name stands for Lowell. Served a mission to the Northern States. Was in the U.S. Marine Corps during World War II. Became an apostle in April 1974. End of the section, Special Witness. How Can I Be Guided by the Holy Ghost? By Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Read by Dwayne Case.
Family History Mystery, Case 6, The Mystery of the First Convert. Dear Detective, who was the very first person to be baptized in your family? Was it your mom, your grandpa, your great-great-grandma? What's the story of their baptism? If you can't find it, ask the oldest person in your family to tell you about his or her baptism day. Record their story and add it to your evidence file. Smart Sleuth Tip. Make sure you collect all the evidence you need by writing down your questions in advance. Print more tags at friend.lds.org. End of Family History Mystery, read by Maya Reinwand.
Fun Stuff. We Believe, by John Clark. Test your smarts on the Articles of Faith. Fill in the blanks below with the Article of Faith number that matches the clue. Then use the letters with each clue to complete the sentence at the bottom. Check your answer on page 48. This article talks about the gathering of Israel and the restoration of the 10 tribes, secret letter T. The gathering of Israel and the restoration of the 10 tribes, secret letter T. Basic principles and ordinances of the gospel, secret letter S. Obeying the laws of the land, secret letter E. The gifts of the Spirit, secret letter P. Being responsible for our actions, secret letter F. The freedom to worship, secret letter C. Seeking virtuous things, secret letter O. Believing in God's revelations, secret letter I. The Godhead, secret letter R. How Christ organized his church, secret letter A. How mankind can be saved, secret letter P. How priesthood keys are given, secret letter U. Believing in the Word of God, secret letter O. Now combine the secret letters in the right order to find out the secret word. End of the article, Fun Stuff, We Believe, by John Clark. Read by Miles McClellan.
Get Moving.
My body is a special gift from Heavenly Father to me, with lots of parts that bend and bounce and run and laugh and see. From the top of my head to the end of my toes, I'm happy as can be. 'Cause Heavenly Father made me just right. I'm the very best one to be me. About Me by Wendy Zimmerman. Three-legged race. Stand next to a friend. Tie your middle two legs together. Race others or see how far you can run without falling. Ride the line. Use a piece of sidewalk chalk to draw a really long chalk line, a little wider than your bike's tire, on the sidewalk or driveway. Get on your bike and try to keep both wheels on the line at all times. Water balloon volleyball. Ask a parent before you play this game. Hold a towel with a friend and launch a water balloon over a net. Two people on the other side try to catch the water balloon with their towel. Be ready to get wet. Flashlight tag. Play this game in the dark. The person who's it holds a flashlight and tags others by shining light on them. Balloon bop. Divide into two teams, with each team standing or sitting in a circle. Each team tries to keep a balloon afloat by tapping it. No throwing or catching allowed. Each time the balloon hits the ground, that team gets a point. The team with the least points is the winner. Add more balloons the next round. Hot lava. Pretend you are escaping from an erupting volcano. Scatter pieces of paper or towels across the grass. Try jumping from paper to paper, making sure not to touch the grass. See who can cross the grass first. End of the article, Get Moving, by Wendy Zimmerman. Read by Eden Reinwand.
Show and tell. One day I did something wrong at school, and I wanted to ask for forgiveness from Heavenly Father. I found a place to be alone and prayed to Him. My friend saw me and asked what I was doing. I told him I was praying. He asked me to teach him how to pray. It felt good to teach my friend. I felt like a missionary. Scott W., age 8, California, USA.
My mom and I were at the store one day. I asked if I could use the self-checkout line by myself. After I paid my money to the machine, the money dispenser gave me back 40 extra dollars. I heard a comforting voice tell me to be honest, so I turned in the money that didn't belong to me to a store employee. I got a warm feeling inside, telling me that I had done the right thing. Jessica R., age 11, North Carolina, USA. My mom and I were at the store one day. I asked if I could use the self-checkout line by myself. After I paid my money to the machine, the money dispenser gave me back 40 extra dollars. I heard a comforting voice tell me to be honest, so I turned in the money that didn't belong to me to a store employee. I got a warm feeling inside, telling me that I had done the right thing. Jessica R., age 11, North Carolina, USA.
My school was having a fundraiser that I was really excited about. My mom was worried when she found out it was planned for a Sunday. She asked me what I wanted to do. And I said, I'd love to go to church. I want to keep all of the commandments. My example gives my mom courage. Benjamin B., age 6, Maryland, USA.
I had been to the doctor after my stomach kept hurting, and I had headaches for several months. The doctor couldn't find anything wrong with me, but I kept feeling ill. My mom said that we should turn to the Lord for answers. On Fast Sunday, she was inspired to put me on a special diet. Soon, I was feeling great. Even though I can't eat some of the foods I like, I know I can accept this challenge because Heavenly Father and Jesus will help me through this. Emmeline B., age 9, Nebraska, USA.
I like it when I get to go to work with my dad because he fixes cars. We like watching football games. When we ride our go-kart, we always say a prayer first so we won't get hurt. Justin J., age 8, Nevada, USA.
When my ballet teacher died, I brought flowers and a card to her mom. I knew she was very sad. She sent me a card back, saying how happy the flowers and card made her. It made me happy that I can help her feel better and let her know that I remembered my ballet teacher. Kari M., age 6, Switzerland.
Even though the Eyre Branch Primary, Queensland, Australia, is small,
The children still have fun learning about the gospel together. For one activity, they made family trees to learn more about their families and ancestors. They're glad to know that families are forever.
Helping hands. I help my mom cook. Iñaki, G, age 5, Argentina.
I help my friends solve a math problem. Audrey T, age 8, Ontario, Canada.
I sing a song to my baby sister to cheer her up. Abner L, age 3, Utah, USA.
A new kid moved in at school, and I was a friend to her. Now my family moved, and I am the new kid. Lucy L, age 8, Texas, USA.
I help make treats for my neighbors. Caleb D, age 4, Oregon, USA.
I held my mom's purse and opened the door for her. Amelia D, age 5, Wisconsin, USA.
I helped my brother put his shoes on. Johan B, age 8, California, USA.
I helped clean Grandma's house. Sheila F, age 11, Utah, USA.
I held a tape measure for Dad, and I helped my brother with an experiment. Taylor H, age 8, Idaho, USA.
Tell us how you've served. See page 48 to send us your helping hand. Find more art online at childart.lds.org. Other contributors: Shariza T, age 8, Mexico. Amira P, age 6, Taiwan. Everett L, age 7, Pennsylvania, USA. Eric R, age 8, New York, USA. End of the section, show and tell.
Friend to Friend, The Spirit of God, from an interview with Elder LeGrand R. Curtis, Jr., of the 70, by Linda Davies. The Spirit whispers this to me and tells me it is true. Children's Songbook, page 5. I had two experiences when I was young that helped me gain a testimony. When I was about 5 years old, my family went to state conference. The congregation stood and sang The Spirit of God, hymns number 2. As I listened, the words from the song filled my heart with a very warm feeling. Then one of the speakers gave a talk about how the sons of Mosiah were converted to the gospel, and I got the same feeling again. At that moment, I knew I wanted to be a missionary someday. I wanted to share my testimony with others. When I was 11 years old, something else happened that helped build my testimony. My family was having a fun summer weekend at our cabin in the mountains. On Saturday night, a man showed up at our cabin door with some bad news. He told us our home in Salt Lake City had caught on fire and most of it had been destroyed. Fire can be scary. I was very upset that our home was gone, but then my father did something I've never forgotten. He gathered our family of 8 around him and said a beautiful prayer. He told Heavenly Father how grateful he was that our family was safe. As my father prayed, my heart again felt that same warm feeling that I'd had in state conference when I was 5 years old. I knew that when we returned to our burned home, our friends and family would be there to help, and they were. They gave us food and clothing, and they helped us rebuild our home. How grateful I was for my parents' faith and the example of their testimonies. The fire destroyed many precious things, but because of the Holy Ghost, I was blessed with a more precious possession, my own testimony. My testimony experiences. Elder Curtis's experiences when he was young helped him build his testimony. Write down experiences when you felt the Holy Ghost or knew that Heavenly Father was watching over you. Put it in your journal or another safe place so you can remember it when you are older. I felt the Holy Ghost when? I felt that Heavenly Father was watching over me when? I felt love for Jesus Christ when? My prayer was answered when? Print more copies at fran.lds.org. End of the article, Friend to Friend, The Spirit of God, from an interview with Elder LeGrand R. Curtis, Jr. of the 70,
by Linda Davies. Read by David Shaw.
When I grow up, I want to be a graphic designer.
My name is Cameron King, and I'm a graphic designer.
What is a graphic designer?
A graphic designer works with images and words. When you go to a website, look at the back of a cereal box or read the friend, the pictures and illustrations you see are created by graphic designers. Our designs tell stories.
Why did you want to be a graphic designer?
My dad was a designer. I loved watching him work. He taught me how to draw and how to use layout programs on the computer. Layout means the way words and pictures are arranged on a page. I liked creating things so much that I practiced on my own after school. Then, when I went to college, I took classes like art, computer design, and layout to help me be a good graphic designer.
What do you do when you go to work?
I create advertisements and websites. I work with other creative people who like doing the same things I like to do. We share ideas and listen to music all day while we work.
How does your job help you serve others?
Our company tries to make sure that what we create is beautiful, so people are happy when they see or use it. When I'm making something beautiful, I think of Jesus creating the world. He made beautiful things like trees and sunsets, so that we will feel good when we see those things. When I make things that make other people feel happy, I believe it makes Heavenly Father and Jesus happy too.
End of the section, When I Grow Up, from an interview by Linda Davis. Read by Ethan and Wesley Nelson.
Music, The Holy Ghost. Words and music by Gene P. Lawler. End of music, The Holy Ghost. Words and music by Gene P. Lawler. Read by David Shaw.
The Funny Face Fix by Susan Denny. Based on a true story. Uh-oh, Ellie wouldn't stop crying. Ben and his baby sister Ellie were all ready for church. Ellie sat on the floor with some toys. Ben looked at a book. Mommy was in Grace's bedroom, helping her get ready. Then Ellie started to cry.
Ben, can you help Ellie?
Mommy called.
I'll try,
Ben called back. Ben looked at Ellie crying. How could he help her feel better?
Look, Ellie, it's your favorite teddy bear.
Ben gave the teddy bear to Ellie, but she kept crying.
Ellie, here's your ball.
He gave her a little red ball, but she pushed it away. Now she was crying even louder. She did not want her toys. What could Ben do?
Look at me, Ellie.
Ben put his thumbs in his ears and wiggled his fingers. Ellie looked at Ben, making a funny face. She stopped crying.
Watch this, Ellie.
Ben stuck out his tongue and wiggled his head. Ellie smiled. Then she started to giggle. Ben made another silly face. Ellie was laughing.
Thank you so much for helping.
Mommy said when everyone was ready for church. She gave Ben a big hug.
I like it when Ellie is happy,
Ben said with a smile. The author lives in Texas, USA. End of the story, The Funny Face Fix by Susan Denny. Narrated by Kristen Hawkins.
Fun stuff, hidden picture.
This family is walking to church, but a few things are still missing. Find the hidden objects that belong in their church bag. A bookmark, notebook, CTR ring, a pen, the Friend magazine, a pencil, glasses, a scripture bag, a hymn book, a tithing slip, a manual, and a watch. And a fun stuff. Hidden picture. Read by Shannon Nelson.
For Little Friends, The Sparkly Rock by Jane McBride Choate. Based on a true story, Lainey was ready for the beach. She had her sandals on. She had her bucket to make sandcastles. Lainey's whole family was going, but Aunt Amy was still on the couch. She wasn't feeling well. "I'll stay home with you," Lainey said. Aunt Amy smiled. "Thank you, Lainey, but I want you to have fun." At the beach, Lainey built a sandcastle and jumped in the waves. But she kept thinking about Aunt Amy. What could she do to help her feel better? Lainey had an idea. She could surprise Aunt Amy with the prettiest rock on the beach. Lainey looked and looked. Then she saw a sparkle. She picked up the rock. It had lines of blue and green and gold in it. It was perfect. At home, Lainey ran inside. "Aunt Amy, look what I found for you." "Wow," Aunt Amy said. She gave Lainey a big hug. "What a beautiful present. Thank you." Lainey was glad she could make Aunt Amy smile. End of the section for Little Friends, The Sparkly Rock by Jane McBride Choate. Read by Kate Strongen.
Scripture Time. Learn about the New Testament together this year. The Good Shepherd by Aaron Sanderson. One day, Jesus told a story, or parable, about a shepherd who loved his sheep so much that he would even give his life to protect them. We are like the sheep in that story, and the shepherd is like our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is sometimes called the Good Shepherd. Jesus showed his love when some parents brought their children to see him. He said, "Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." Then he held them in his arms and blessed them. Close your eyes and imagine the Savior holding you in his arms and giving you a blessing. You can feel his love when you learn or think about him. The Holy Ghost helps you feel the love of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. The author lives in Utah, USA. Family Talk. Read John chapter 10, verses 1 through 5 and 11 through 16. Then make a list of ways Jesus is like a shepherd and tell about times when you have felt the Savior's love. Song. I think when I read that sweet story. Children's Songbook, page 56. Scriptures. Luke chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. Videos. Suffer the little children to come unto me, and Jesus teaches that we must become as little children. BibleVideos.org. Watch or read more scripture stories at children.lds.org. Learn more. In the scriptures, suffer means let or allow. Forbid them not means don't stop them. Our Good Shepherd. Remove this picture. Fold it like a fan along the white lines. Then open it up and look at it from the right and from the left. Who is our Good Shepherd? What does His love feel like to you? Scripture tip. Look up Harmony of the Gospels in the Bible Dictionary for a chart that shows which books tell about each event or teaching. Only the book of John tells about the Good Shepherd. Three books, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, tell about Jesus blessing the children. End of the section, Scripture Time, The Good Shepherd, by Aaron Sanderson. Read by Van Farnworth.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's Matt and Mandy, Mandy is in her bedroom looking at herself in the mirror, criticizing herself shortly before her mom enters the room.
I hate how straight my hair is. I wish I had curly hair like Katie, and long legs like Abby, and I'm too skinny, and...
Whoa! Wait. Let me show you something in my room.
Sitting on her bed.
When I was young, I didn't like how I looked compared to other girls. Then I saw this.
Mom shows Mandy a selection from her journal, which holds a picture of a bouquet of roses surrounding a lone daisy with a caption, "Be your own kind of beautiful." Mom says,
"We all know how pretty roses are.
But so are daisies and lots of other flowers. I see what you mean. Thanks, Mom."
They hear a clacking noise approach the bedroom. They turn to see Matt walking on stilts with a pillow stuffed in his shirt, wearing a brightly colored, curly-haired wig. He jokingly says,
"My hair is curly, my legs are longer, and I'm not skinny anymore. So do you think I'm prettier?"
End of Matt and Mandy.
Article of Faith number 7. We believe in the gift of tongues, prophecy, revelation, visions, healing, interpretation of tongues, and so forth. Heavenly Father blesses us with many spiritual gifts. We can use these spiritual gifts to help others and to help Heavenly Father do His work here on earth. Tongues means languages. The gift of tongues is the ability to speak a language, and the interpretation of tongues is the ability to understand a language. Articles of Faith in Action.
When I was 7, I was sick with a fever for a few days. I prayed about what to do. A warm feeling came to me, and the Holy Ghost told me to ask for a blessing. I asked my dad for a blessing. He called our home teacher to come help. When my dad gave the blessing, I felt the Spirit. At the end of the day, I felt much better. Faith M., age 11, Minnesota, USA.
Memorization tip. Article of Faith number 7 is about gifts of the Spirit. 7 and Spirit both begin with S. This month's challenges. Memorize Article of Faith number 7. Read Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, Verses 15 through 17. Think about the gift of visions, and bear testimony to a friend or your family about the first vision. Write a letter to a missionary. Ask about his or her experiences with the gift of tongues. Record his or her answers in your journal. I challenge myself to play the Article of Faith Memory Quest at children.lds.org. Click on Games and Activities. End of the section, Article of Faith number 7. Narrated by Noah Strongen.
For older kids, The Lookout Tower by David Dixon. Church Magazines, based on a true story. Building a tree fort was a lot harder than David and his friends expected. I'm glad that I live in this beautiful world Heavenly Father created for me. Children's Songbook, page 229. 12-year-old David gripped his video game controller. He was going to do it. He was finally going to beat this level. And then it all came crashing down. He missed the last tricky turn on the racetrack. His car fell behind. He lost. Again.
"No!"
he said. The opening screen of the video game flashed in front of him. He'd been so close. And all his friends said the next level was the coolest in the whole game, too.
"I bet I could do it. Just a few more tries."
He reached for the start button on his controller. Then he glanced out the window. Did he really want to spend his whole Saturday morning playing video games? Not really. but he just knew he could beat that level. He reached again for the controller, and then David remembered the pile of boards waiting in the backyard. He glanced back at the sun shining through the window. Today would be the perfect day to start on the tree fort he and his friends had planned. He turned off the game and walked outside. A soft breeze blew through his hair. Sunlight warmed his face. He filled the red wagon with spare boards Dad had given him. He told Mom where he was going and then tossed a hammer and nails into the wagon before heading to Sam's house.
"What's up?"
Sam said, opening the door. He noticed the wagon and tools.
"Great idea!"
Sam and David stopped by Ty's house. Soon the three of them were taking turns hauling the wagon up the steep hill in the woods behind their neighborhood.
"This is heavy,"
Sam said.
"And it's hot today,"
Ty said. David nodded. Pulling those boards up the dirt trail wasn't easy. Every so often the wagon wheels caught on a big rock or fell into a crack.
"But it's gonna be awesome,"
Sam said as he yanked the wagon out of a deep crack. David pushed from behind.
"Yep, our very own tree fort."
Talking about their plans got them excited again. Before long, they finished the steep climb to the tree they'd already chosen. It had the perfect tangle of big limbs and smaller branches.
"First, we need to build the ladder,"
Ty said. David and Sam nodded. They had already drawn plans. They would nail some short 2x4 pieces of wood sideways onto the tree for a ladder. The only problem was, building a ladder was harder than they'd thought. The nails kept bending. One board split in half. Their arms got tired. After they had nailed only 3 steps in place, David checked his watch. They'd been there over 2 hours. It was already time to go home and help pull weeds in the garden. They looked at the big pile of boards remaining.
"This is going to take a long time,"
Ty said. David thought about how long it might take, but he wasn't worried. And then he realized he hadn't thought about his video game at all while they'd worked. He hadn't even missed it. This fort might be a lot of work, but those ladder steps were going to last forever.
"Yeah,"
David agreed.
"But I'll bet we'll be able to see all the way to the river once we finish the lookout tower."
The three friends headed home. They talked about how great their fort would be and decided to get an earlier start next Saturday. The video games could wait. End of the story, The Lookout Tower. Narrated by Dayson Hawkins.
The Candy Challenge. A true story written by you. I can do anything I put my mind to with Heavenly Father's help. By Lillian V., age 9, New Hampshire, USA. I was eating a lot of junk food and wanted to be healthy, so I decided to make a New Year's resolution not to eat any candy for a month. Whenever I got candy, I saved it in a jar. At the end of the month, I would share the candy with other people. In the first week of January, I felt like I wasn't doing very well because I had already eaten 3 pieces of candy. When I realized I wasn't following my resolution, I decided to pray about it. It helped. After the first month, I decided to do it for a whole year. I haven't had a piece of candy now for 14 months. My goal was to save 400 pieces by the end of the year, but I have saved 731 pieces of candy instead. It has been really hard at times, but it's gotten easier and easier. At school, we got candy several times a week for rewards. In primary, we received candy for memorizing scriptures, articles of faith, and other things, all of which I did. I just saved my candy in my candy jar. I feel like I have learned a lot of self-control and can do anything I put my mind to with Heavenly Father's help. I now set my alarm with my twin sister, Claire, at 6:25, and we get up and do personal scripture study with my older brother, John Taylor, and my mom. I try to be healthy and eat lots of fruits and vegetables. I feel really good. I know Heavenly Father is proud of how I am treating my body. I feel like I can sacrifice more things now in lots of areas of my life. What hard things have you done? Tell us about it. Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of the story, The Candy Challenge, read by Maya Reinwand.
Kitchen Crafts. Taco Bowl Time. Serve whatever toppings you want on top of chips or bake your own taco bowls. Put each topping in a small bowl and let everyone put together their own salads. Be sure to get an adult's help. Taco Bowls. 8-inch or 20-centimeter flour tortillas. Oven-proof soup bowls. 1 or 2 large baking sheets. Number 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 180 degrees Celsius. Number 2. Gently press a tortilla into each bowl. Put the bowls on the baking sheets. Number 3. Bake for 14 to 16 minutes until light brown. Leave the tortillas in the bowl for 5 minutes before taking them out and filling with toppings. Topping ideas. Pick your favorites. 2 tomatoes, chopped. 1 avocado, chopped. 1 green pepper, chopped. 4 green onions, thinly sliced. 1 small head of lettuce, torn into pieces. Black olives, sliced. 1 15-ounce or 425 grams can of corn or thaw frozen corn. 1 15-ounce or 425 gram can of beans, drained and rinsed. 1 pound or 454 grams of ground beef, cooked and seasoned with 2 teaspoons chili powder, 1 teaspoon cumin, and half a teaspoon of salt. Grated cheese, sour cream, salsa. See Kitchen Crafts May 2007 for a tortilla recipe and Christmas Workshop December 2013 for a recipe for fresh salsa. End of the section, Kitchen Crafts, Taco Bowl Time. Read by Kate Strongen.
P.S. We hope you enjoyed this month's magazine. Please write to tell us what you liked. How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or photograph, number 1, fill out the form below and include it with your submission. Number 2, include a school photo or high-quality snapshot. Number 3, we might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. And number 4, you must be at least 3 years old to send us a submission. Please send your submission to Friend Magazine, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2432, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, or email friend@ldschurch.org. The following information and permission must be included. First and last name, your age, your state, province, country. I give my permission to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to use my child's submission and photo on the church websites and social media platforms, as well as for church reports, print products, videos, publications, and training materials. Signature of parent or legal guardian. Email of parent or legal guardian. Visit friend.lds.org. Play games and watch videos. Read the Friend online. Through your eyes.
Whenever I look at this sunflower that I planted in our garden, I think of how Heavenly Father has made this a beautiful earth for all of us to live in and enjoy. Ty W., age 8, Idaho, USA.
The Last Laugh. In this month's Last Laugh, a young boy is sitting in front of a campfire roasting marshmallows. His mother and sister in the background notice that the big stick he's using to roast marshmallows has many branches on it, and each branch holds several marshmallows. With a big smile on his face, the boy asks,
"Mom, what's the record for world's tallest s'more?"
End of the section, P.S. Read by Van Farnworth.
Dear parents and teachers, many countries celebrate Father's Day in June, and while it's a fun time for some children, it can be a tough holiday for others. In the story on page 8, Stephen learns that he can focus on the father he wants to become, rather than just feeling sad about the absence of his earthly father. There's also an activity on page 10 to help kids envision the kinds of parents they want to be. And let's make sure all children know they have loving, heavenly parents. Happy Father's Day the friend. Order the friend at store.lds.org. Family Home Evening Ideas. Building a Testimony. Read Mia's testimony on page 4, then use the building blocks on page 6 to talk about testimony. Finish off the night by making a peach and berry cobbler, page 6. Yum! The Holy Ghost. Sing or play The Holy Ghost, page 31. Then read about Elder LeGrand R. Curtis's Jr.'s testimony on page 28. How did the Holy Ghost help Elder Curtis? How has he helped you? Write or draw about it using the questions on page 29. Bodies or gifts. Read about one girl's choice to stop eating candy, page 46. What can you do to take better care of your body? Get moving with the games on page 24. You can also find Jackson's One in a Million video at children.lds.org. Jackson is grateful for his body despite his eye problems. Scripture study. Read the Good Shepherd on page 40 to learn about the Savior's parables. Then sing the song, read the scriptures, and watch the video listed on the page. The activity and scripture tip could be great for family night, page 41. Primary connection. Look for the colored diamonds on the table of contents to find stories and activities that support primary this month. Topics in this issue: agency, page 8, and page 46. Divine Nature, page 42. Family, pages 6, 8, 18, 32, and page 36. Fathers, pages 2, 4, 8, 10, and page 11. Health, pages 12, 24, 44, and 46. Heavenly Father, pages 2 and 20. Holy Ghost, pages 4, 18, 20, 28, and page 31. Jesus Christ, pages 2 and 40. Joseph Smith, page 2. Kindness, pages 7, 12, 32, 36, and 40. Parenthood, pages 8 and 10. Prayer, pages 2, 4, 18, and 46. Scriptures, pages 23, 40, and 43. Self-control, pages 44 and 46. Service, pages 12, 14, and page 32. Talents, pages 14, 30, 32, 36, and page 43. Testimony, pages 2, 4, 6, and page 28. Truth, pages 4, 6, and page 28. Work, pages 12, 14, 21, and page 44. End of the section, Dear Parents and Teachers, read by David Shaw.